BBC News with John Jason. Pirates have attacked two more ships off the coast of Somalia, capturing one and damaging the other. Maritime officials said an Italian-owned tugboat with 16 sailors on board was seized in the Gulf of Aden. Another vessel, sailing under the Turkish flag, escaped when its crew used water hoses to repel the pirates. The attacks come as a standoff continues between the U.S. Navy and pirates holding an American captain hostage at sea. His ship, the Maersk Alabama, has meanwhile arrived in the Kenyan port of Mombasa, from where Jonah Fisher sent this report.
Agents from the FBI are now thought to be on board the Alabama, learning how the crew of 20 Americans fought off a pirate attack last week. Captain Richard Phillips is believed to still be several hundred kilometres off the coast of Somalia, being held in a lifeboat with four pirates. Several US warships are in the area, with the FBI thought to be leading negotiations.
The permanent members of the United Nations Security Council and Japan have agreed on a draft statement condemning North Korea's rocket launch earlier this month. However, the draft is for a non-binding statement, not a binding resolution. From Washington, John Donison reports.
This statement does urge the Council to step up the enforcement of its current sanctions against Kim Jong-il's weapons program. It also says that in carrying out the launch, North Korea was in contravention of the existing Security Council Resolution 1718, passed in 2006. As is often the case with the United Nations, this statement is a compromise. It sends a message to North Korea, but not in the strongest terms that America and especially Japan would have wanted.
Supporters of the former president of Madagascar, Marc Ravalomanana, have pulled out of talks aimed at ending the country's political crisis. The announcement came after more than 10,000 people gathered in the capital to call for Mr. Ravalomanana's reinstatement. He was ousted in a military-backed takeover last month. From the capital, Antananarivo, Johnny Hogg has the details.
The senior spokesman for Mr. Ravalomanana's supporters launched a scathing attack on the negotiations and the way they were being run by the UN envoy, Tiabele Drame. He accused Mr. Drame of being partial, having his own agenda, and attempting to impose his own solutions on the crisis. He concluded that the talks were a waste of time. For his part, Mr. Drame denied the accusations. This development will be a blow to those who hoped that the talks would bring an end to the political crisis which continues to beset the country.
A special adviser to the British Prime Minister has resigned after it emerged he had discussed a smear campaign against leading members of the opposition Conservative Party. The aide, Damien McBride, had sent messages about the plan from his official email address. The government says neither the Prime Minister Gordon Brown nor anybody in his office had been aware of the plan, which he called juvenile and inappropriate. World News from the BBC. Pakistan says it has formally requested information about 11 Pakistanis who were arrested in Britain in connection with an alleged terror plot. The head of the Interior Ministry, Rehman Malik, told journalists that Islamabad hadn't yet received any details from London. The men were described by British police as Pakistanis living in Britain on student visas. From Islamabad, here's Barbara Platt.
Rehman Malik said Pakistan has contacted Interpol and written to the Foreign Office, requesting details about those arrested, including the charges and any evidence that links them to the alleged terror plot. He said so far London had supplied no information to Pakistan, not even enough to verify that the suspects are indeed Pakistani. But once it did, he said, Islamabad would extend full support to the investigation and follow up any leads that arose. He also said if there's solid evidence against the suspects, they should be tried in the UK and not deported to Pakistan.
Thousands of people whose homes were destroyed by an earthquake in central Italy are preparing to celebrate Easter in makeshift camps. The Italian Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, has said he will attend a special mass in L'Aquila on Sunday. The extent of the damage caused by the earthquake has raised questions about the quality of buildings and their construction, and the L'Aquila prosecutor has opened an investigation into allegations of shoddy workmanship. More than 290 bodies have now been removed from the rubble. Journalists from a Moldovan newspaper and its sister television station say they fear for their safety and are seeking political asylum in the United States. Employees of Jurnal de Chișinău and JTV say they're being intimidated by the Moldovan authorities and that a number of their homes have been searched by police. On Tuesday, opposition supporters stormed parliament in the capital Chișinău during a protest against what they say was a rigged election in which the Communist Party was returned to power. Riot police were called in when the protests turned violent. That's the latest. BBC News.